Good morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Magoobie Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Max.
And I'm Noah.
And you heard You've Got a Woman by Lion, and you are currently listening to
Swinging Party by The Replacements.
Enjoy. Never going fishing, water all around, never learn how to swim now. If being wrong to crime, I'm serving forever. Being strong to kind, then I need help here with this feather. If being afraid is a crime, we have
that you better watch out. Man, she's gonna turn you in. And me, you know that I thought I lucked out. And now look at the trouble that I'm in. You know you better watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. You better watch out for Charlie's girl. now and then. Watch out for Charlie's girl. You know she'll turn you in. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. She'll turn you in, you better, huh? Watch out, you better. Watch out, you better. You better watch out, you better. You better watch out for Charlie's girl. Charlie's girl now.
Dirty Work by Steely Dan.
And before that, you heard Charlie's Girl by Lou Reed. Yay. Should we do ideas?
Yeah. Max, you want to present an idea or two to the crowd?
Sure. My idea, I haven't come up with the perfect title, but it is Germs from a Baby.
Do tell.
And this is the idea of how can you get sick from a baby? It's just a little baby. It's like, really, germs, no one is stronger than germs.
Is it, like, that the baby is, like, so new that how could it have picked anything up yet?
It's just, like, the baby's so small. Like, why
there's
does
no a room for germs?
Like, why does it... No, like, just why does a baby's cough? Why is that stronger than my immune system?
Yeah. Babies really will cough.
Yeah, babies...
Open mouth.
Yeah.
Loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my idea.
Wow.
Just thinking about that.
Just thinking about babies.
Because, like, when parents are sick from their baby, I'm like, that's
does
a baby.
That, yeah, I guess that does happen.
cool.
Cool. Sorry.
No.
It's okay. There's not to say about babies.
There's not much to expand upon, I guess.
Yeah. Child studies and human development. I'm taking it. But we have not talked about the strength of a baby's cough yet. It's mostly been about the cognitive angle.
Anything good?
Anything good? I'm writing a paper about dollhouses right now, which is fun. And how do they support childhood development?
That's fun. Did you play with dollhouses?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was bringing action figures into the dollhouse. That was mine.
Yeah.
Which I'm writing about in the paper. I'm like, it actually really, like, the child has to work on their symbolic thinking because they get to say that this isn't literally a Batman action figure, it's the dad.
Wow.
Which is, yep, there you go.
We were taking comforters. We didn't have dollhouses. We were taking comforters, plopping them down, and pretending that all the folds in the comforters were different rooms.
That is a great example of symbolic and representational thought.
Yeah.
And pretend play.
Yeah. It was pretty big. But then we were mostly like Legos.
Yeah.
And cars.
Did you have a good Lego set that you liked? Or was it like freeform?
We had the Pirates of the Caribbean boat, or the ship.
Boat.
The ship. That was awesome.
That's great. Big?
Big.
Huge.
And then we also had, like, the Lego Ninjago.
Oh, yeah. I know you like that.
Yeah, that was that was awesome. Wow. Okay. Well, next up is I Was the Dancer by Way Dynamic. Enjoy!
Mistaken for holy light, boasting is taken for shame. I was the dancer for so many nights, and then the answer that came.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy. It requires no special equipment and is good exercise for most adults.
In urban areas, walking can be... I think I hear someone walking. Walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, and save you money with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road. It's safer than riding a bike.
Ding, ding.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Summer comes Sunday, my oh my. Soon I'll see the sun in the summer skies. Soon I'll see the light.
All right, you just heard Summer Comes Sunday by The Swinging Blue Jeans.
Seether by Veruca Salt.
Vivid Light by Blood Orange.
And Anthems for 17-Year-Old Girl by Yule.
And now, Noah, do you want to take it away with your ideas?
I'd love to. This one is called Outfit Try-On Ship of Theseus. I feel like you can tell what it is already. This is kind of the phenomenon of when you're, like, getting dressed and you have an outfit in mind and you're like, let me, like, okay, it's gonna be, like, the dark pants and the light shirt. And then you're like, not the shirt. Put on a different shirt. So then you're like, okay, it's the dark pants and the red shirt. And you're like, not the dark pants anymore.
Oh,
and so now
God.
You're in something completely different, and it's like the Ship of Theseus, where it's like, if you replace the parts one by one, is it still the same boat? I think in the case of the outfit, it's definitely not.
That is so good and so true.
Yeah.
I experience this every day.
Yes.
Because it's rare that the outfit that I put on in the morning, like, the first one that I put on is the one that I wear for the day.
Right.
Something about conceptualizing them in my head, it just doesn't deliver.
It can be hard.
Yeah.
And sometimes, yeah, you really have a picture of an outfit, and then you, by the time you've left the house, you're like, this is not right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you ever, like, wear clothes that you haven't worn in a while because you feel bad for leaving them out?
Yes. Well, yeah, that's another idea that I have called That's Why It's at the Bottom of the Pile.
Mm.
And it's like, if you pull something out of, like, your drawer or, like, the back of your closet and you're like, oh my god, I never wear this. Like, you're about to find out why.
Yeah.
You're going to put that on and within a couple minutes you're going to be like, this looks really bad. There's a reason that I don't wear this.
Shoot.
Shoot.
Yeah.
It can be hard.
But I feel bad that I, like, show favoritism.
Yeah.
To my clothes.
I know. I think about that too.
But.
Well, that was why I have that spreadsheet.
Famously.
Which I'm less reliant on now, but mm-hmm. It was like I felt bad that I was only wearing like the same 3 shirts when I have like a lot of shirts.
Mm-hmm. So it's good to... Good to keep yourself in check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what's up next? Oh, it's mine.
Your song.
Oh, Born Cross-Eyed by the Grateful Dead. Enjoy.
Seems I have been here before. Fuzzy then I'm still so obscure.
Goodbye,
and I don't want to see anybody cry. Me miss them all, the sweet mind. Thank you.
look at Miss Ohio. She's running around with her rag top down. She says I want to do right, but not right now. I'm gonna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy. You're running around with a rag top down. Yeah, I wanna do right, but not right now. Had your arm around his shoulder, a regimental soldier. And mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh my, oh, would you look at me so high? She's running around with a rag top down. She says I want to do right, but not right
tomorrow, how the exit looks so much different, but the water tower still looks the same. What if the town runs dry and no one else needs us? Another power outage in the rain. I didn't tell anyone I was coming home, and I stayed for 3 months. Spent the summer in South Carolina, doing what I want. Clouds as tall as mountains, it was humid as can be. Carolina sun was burning up everything. Carolina sun was burning up everything, everything. Didn't tell anyone I was coming home, and I stayed for 3 months. Spent the summer in South Carolina, doing what I want. Clouds as tall as mountains, it was humid as can be. Carolina sun was burning up everything. Carolina sun was burning up everything, everything.
All right, you just heard Back Then by Toro y Moi, and before that you heard
Traveling by the Jeremy Spencer Band.
And before that, you heard Look at Miss Ohio by Jillian Welch.
And before that, you got Walking in the Rain by the Ronettes.
And even before that, you heard Elephant Hunter by Men of the Reef.
It just goes on and on, doesn't it?
Wow. And you are listening to Magoobie Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Max.
And I'm Noah.
And you can listen to us
every Monday
at 9 a.m.
Enjoy Celeste
by
Donovan.
Here I stand acting like a silly clown. Would anybody like to try the changes I'm going through? A hidden lie would fortify something that don't exist. But it ain't so bad, I'm just a lie. So many more things to do. I intend come right through them all with you. My songs are mere dreams visiting my mind. We talk a while by a crooked sky. You're lucky to catch a few. There's no magic wand in a perfumed hand. It's a pleasure to be true. In my crystal halls, a feather falls
being beautiful just for you. But that might not be quite true. That's up to you. Changes she's going through.